and welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tocchini. This is a reprisal of one of our classic shows, and this was with legendary actor Ed Asner. And as most of you may know, Ed was an acclaimed American actor, voice artist, and a prominent figure in the entertainment industry. And while SAG is on a current strike, we thought we would replay this as inspiration because Mr. Asner was the president of the Screen Actors Guild at one time. Born November 15, 1929 in Kansas City, Missouri, Ed had a career that spanned over seven decades, making him one of the most recognizable and endurable, respected actors of his time. He gained widespread fame for his role as Lou Grant, a tough, no-nonsense newsroom boss in the hit television series The Mary Tyler Moore Show that ran from 1970 to 77. And then that character was so beloved that it led to a spinoff series called Lou Grant, which ran for 5 years, out to 1982, in which Ed continued to portray the character in a more dramatic context, this time as the editor of a newspaper. Ed Asner was the recipient of numerous accolades throughout his career. He won seven Primetime Emmy Awards, five of which were for his portrayal of Lou Grant. And he, to this day, remains one of the actors with the most Emmy wins in history. Besides his work in television, he was active in film, theater, and voice acting. And he provided the voice for the character Carl Fredrickson in the Pixar animated film Up, which debuted in 2009. That's the film we're going to be talking to him about today. Throughout his life, Ed Asner was also known for his activism and strong political views. You're going to hear some of it in today's conversation. He was involved in various social and political causes, advocating for human rights, labor rights, and other progressive issues. And if he's looking down upon us today, I'm sure that he would want the Screen Actors Guild to get better working conditions for their actors and all other industry professionals. Ed Asner's career and contributions to the entertainment industry are truly significant. He remained active in acting and other pursuits right up until his passing on August 29th of 2021, at the age of 91. His performances, advocacy work, and legacy will always continue to inspire each of us and leave a lasting impact on the world of entertainment and beyond. And as you listen to this conversation, our opening question to him was, tell us your thoughts about the movie Up. So we hope that you enjoy this conversation. It's a rare one, maybe the last ever recorded with the one and only Ed Asner.
I just think it's one of the loveliest assemblages of a story, executed beautifully, and I'm not just patting myself on the back, but Pete Docter and Bob Peterson, who was more or less a support system for him, both in writing and directing. But the lion's share belongs to Pete Docter, and they wrapped all of these elements together, got the finest voices to implement their execution, and it contained everything. It contained humor. It contained excitement, adventure. It contained tragedy. And near tragedy, and it, and above all, it gave us an acceptable happy ending.
You know, in what we got from it was so many things, and we've talked about it so much, Ed, amongst friends and small circles. And we've got to ask you this: what life lessons do you think were gleaned from Up when it comes to looking at loving and caring relationships, as was witnessed with your character, Carl, and your wife, Helen?
Well, we go to the old adage, better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. the man was blessed to have had such a great love, and he suffered a great tragedy in losing it and almost lost his life, I mean, the meaning to life, by her death. Years pass, of course, and then, by accident, while he's continuing to live in the past by taking his journey, he's forced to encompass another life, a kid who is struggling and has no life and has no support system other than his mother. An absent father is all he has. And this old man finds out of necessity that he's able to save the boy, a dog, and a weird bird. And his life is once again filled. And it proves to us that life does go on, that life can have more meanings than just one.
Mm. So very true. That's why it's so touching. You just mentioned the boy, Russell. What message do you think was built in by Mr. Doctor about fatherhood relative to how Russell's dad was supposedly too busy for scouting activity?
And even a simple graduation ceremony.
Oh, that's true.
We find that there was a wonderful Canadian picture called Lies My Father Told Me. And that's not the same thing, but it dealt with a boy's adoration of his grandfather, who told him all kinds of fantasies and lies, so that when the father was present in his life, and he was, and tried to tell him the truth, the boy wasn't interested in the truth. He was interested in the truth built on fantasy that his grandfather had told him. And in this particular case, as the author described that, there's always someone generally in our life who gives us unqualified love, and it's generally a grandfather. Well, in Russell's case, he didn't have a grandfather. He didn't even have a father, but is beginning to achieve unqualified love by the presence of Carl Fredrickson. And I think that will save the boy's life.
Yep. And it really, it sends, I think, if shockwaves into Americans' homes where they say that there's over 50% that don't have dads today.
Yeah.
And it was presented in such a powerful way, in a graceful manner. There a message there.
Yeah. It's so lovely. It's sad.
That's true. That's true. But what was great was that it did send a message. It was prepared, presented in a wonderful presentation or package called Up. You know, there's when I was growing up in the 50s and 60s in North Texas, we had the old saying of cross your heart and hope to die. And a promise was a promise. And what in the movie, there is that wonderful symbolism of you crossing your heart. Share with our listening audience about what crossing your heart and keeping a promise means to you.
Well, when we used it as kids, it meant hope to die. My God, for us to say hope to die.
Mm-hmm.
That's about as final as you can get, isn't it?
It really is. It really is.
If crossing the heart doesn't mean anything, then hope to die means you'll gladly jump off the cliff if you're found to be a liar.
That's right.
What more could you ask from anyone?
That's right. Exactly. It's that simple and it's that black and white.
Yeah.
But yet, while that may seem commonsensical to a lot of us, that's not common practice today. So it's
you can cross your heart 100 times. Hope to die 100 times.
And, that's right.
In the end, you'll say, "I was just kidding."
Yeah.
But
being raised in the 50s and 60s, it was your word was the most important thing, as well as your personal integrity and reputation.
Well, fortunately, I betrayed in weak ways. I never gave my word and broke it, but that I recall. But I didn't step forward when I should have. So that's a betrayal, too, when you're called upon and not stepping forward.
That's right. Exactly. Well, thank you for mentioning that. That was a surprise for the show. You know, and for those of you who have not seen the movie, there's a lesson in Up about chasing your dreams and going to your own Paradise Falls. And Carl was and Ellie were trying to get to Venezuela, to Paradise Falls. And I wanted you to comment about what is the lesson in chasing your dreams now versus waiting?
What is the lesson? Well, because let's take in their case. Suppose the falls with global warming dried up. Where would they go?
Right.
Catch the falls while they're still flowing. I guess that's the simplest answer of all. Catch the falls while they're still falling.
That's right. I can relate, Ed, to some relatives that were waiting until their retirement to take a trip. And then one of the relatives fell ill and passed away, and they never made the trip either. And there's something about, while I don't always love my daughter's attitude about, we need to do it now, Dad, we need to do it now, there is some virtue in thinking about how you can enjoy life today and not waiting until it's too late.
Well, the way our world is being destroyed, you better grab a piece of it while it's still there.
Let's talk about family movies in general. Why do you think there are not enough family-friendly movies like the movie Up produced today?
I think it's because of the chaos that exists in the world. I think people are not really able to... if you can't create loud, raucous, lewd humor, then you can't create humor. It's always got to be excess.
Mm-hmm.
And refining something to its simplest base. I mean, granted, you look it up and it's certainly not simple. But in so many ways, it is a simple story. Compared to what we're fed once we introduce the outside world with all of its complications and ramifications, it's very hard to winnow out that crap and just tell a John Loves Mary story.
Mm-hmm.
And Pete Docter did it. And then added the complications.
Yeah, I do too. And you know, what's interesting is, again, maybe I'm living in the past, but I grew up where you would see movies that had a complete family of a father and a mother and you know, children, and you just don't seem to see that today for whatever reason. And it makes one wonder: is it because it's not as interesting of a story?
Well, you cited a factor earlier: 50% of kids are fatherless.
Mm-hmm.
If that fact holds true, then when you write a story about a complete family, 50% of the kids in the country will be looking at it as if to say, "What's that?"
Exactly.
What an odd thing. There's a whole family there. How strange.
It's so true. Can you hold on for a couple more questions after our commercial break?
I'll try.
That would be great. We just want to thank our sponsor, Gratefully Yours Greeting Cards, a wonderful greeting card company based out of Colorado. It is an organization that produces birthday cards, sympathy, anniversary cards. And as we say, if someone were to pass away and they sent us an email, we would be appalled at it. So there's that good old-fashioned way of sending a message of encouragement. You can do it with Gratefully Yours. So go to gratefully-yours.com. A few more questions for Ed, and then we'll let him go. Just as a comment, we really at the top of their game, and so are you at this movie. And ultimately, we thought it was a message that that the best, most wonderful adventures are with the people that we love. And we know that all of your future adventures are maybe in part related to acting, but share with our audience about what your new projects you're working on, especially the FDR play.
Well, I've been touring since last September with a one-man show of FDR, and we've had some wonderful crowds, wonderful reception, and I'm delighted. It's difficult when you're going doing nightly pit stops at town after town. The travel in America has certainly gotten more difficult. So that's a draining factor, and we hope to find some way to park ourselves in a city and do continuous performances. But we'll be doing that starting in the fall again. I've got a movie out, or will be out. It's called Elephant Size, S-I-G-H-S. We did that in North Carolina. It's a low-budget movie, and it's a wonderful movie. It's about five guys, and call it a bromance. I think that's what they refer to it as. Five losers who, in spite of them being losers, keep each other propped up. That's a wonderful tale.
I love it. Well, excellent. And I would be remiss, Ed, if I didn't get in these last couple of questions for my both my daughters who are in the movie industry. What advice would you give to the new generation of actors?
Same advice I would give to the old generation of actors. Read, learn, try everything in theater that you can. Acquaint yourself. This is my first one-man show. It's quite an experience for me. I do it because to supplant the offers that don't come in.
Okay.
Never give up, naturally. You just keep persevering. Persevering is a disappearing art, and the person who perseveres, I think, will always gain profit from that endeavor, as difficult and as ugly and as tiresome as persevering can be. If one believes in oneself and the activity one is pursuing, persevering is the best attitude in the world.
Thank you so much for giving that to my eldest daughter and to my youngest, who is in producing and screenwriting. How about advice to storytellers?
Storytellers?
Yes.
Always look for what the doctor found. The simple fact of what we all need, love, security, interesting activities such as employment,
mm-hmm.
that we enjoy, that we take pride in. You know, when people talk about welfare cheats, they may exist, but they're such a minority. The vast body of people, in my opinion, want a job that they can be proud of, want a job that they can work at, and with encouragement, if their work is appreciated, then they themselves will become fired to improve even more. So I think people want to be known for what they do as well as what they are.
Oh, that's so well stated. Ed, thank you so much for joining us today. We want to stay in touch with you. And, again, if you get an opportunity to see Ed in FDR, take advantage of that. We happen to see Ed locally here at the University of Colorado in the monkey trials, and you were fantastic in that, as was the rest of the cast. So thanks again for joining us, Ed, on Life Lessons, and we hope to talk to you again soon.
Well, thank you, and my love to your two daughters.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we hope that you enjoyed that great conversation with the one and only Ed Asner. Boy, did he live a life of significance. And that's what we wish for you, too, that you go out there and you make a difference in your life. So we close today's show as we usually do. We wish you a successful life, but on your way to significance. Have a great week.
Hello, I'm Heather Barnes, food and product photographer and storyteller behind the lens. Our Austin-based team is all about visual solutions. For your brand, it's essential for your product to be memorable and have stickiness. Our clients like Ghirardelli, Tiff's Treats, and Natamu choose our photography to develop positive associations with their brand. They call our work inspiring because it moves consumers into a relationship with their company. And we can do the same for you. Learn more today at heatherbarnes.com, focused on you, your story, and your success with memorable photography garnished with love.